Nothing to say? Do arguments or frustration ever keep you from being able to bring glory to God? After a couple of hours of behavioral correction, I served dinner to my youngster and asked him to pray.
"I don't have anything to say," was his response.
I attempted to reason with him, asking him why his anger with me kept him from thanking God for the things he provides. After all, God was not the one he was upset with. Reflecting on that situation, I recalled feeling the same way more than once. I am often called on to offer the family prayer at mealtime. Sometimes the request comes directly on the heels of heated, angry words, and my mind has gone to such a dark place that thankfulness fails me.
Why?
Because, as Ephesians 6:12 reminds us, our true fight and the enemy is a destroyer. If he can cover your mind in darkness, he may be able to hide the light from your heart for the moment. I don't believe God gets angry every time we eat without offering thanks, but it is our tradition, and thankfulness pleases God. If we consciously choose not to give God glory, we sin. So then, anyone who knows the right thing to do and fails to do it is committing a sin. James 4:17. Therefore, pay careful attention to how you conduct your life. Live wisely, not unwisely. Use your time well, for these are evil days. So don't be foolish, but try to understand what the will of the Lord is. Ephesians 5:15-17. Out of place are obscenity and stupid talk or coarse language. Instead, you should be giving thanks. Ephesians 5:4. There's a thought-provoking question currently circulating the internet. If all you have today is what you thanked God for yesterday, what will you have?